Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, October 13th.
Hurt his left knee. We'll just see how it goes overnight here and into tomorrow. Tyreek also hurt his knee a little bit. And then Tooney fractured a hand. And then Chris Lehmann's, he's okay. He had a skin laceration, will be fine, and then Kelsey had a little bit of a stinger.
The Kansas City Chiefs made several roster moves on Tuesday afternoon, including placing running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire on injured reserve. That means he'll miss at least the next three games for the Chiefs, and that schedule includes the Washington football team this weekend, the Tennessee Titans next weekend, and the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. The Chiefs also waived Darius Fountain with Josh Gordon now on the roster, and they activated running back Derek Gore and offensive lineman Prince Tegwanogo to the active roster. Linebacker Darius Harris, he made it back to the practice squad.
Yeah, listen, we try to do that. Well, you know, we look at all that. I would say every game, win or lose, you want to try to get the best guys that you got in position to do a job, do their job, and so and make you the best you can be as a team. And so we'll keep looking at that. And if something needs change, then we'll change it. And we're pretty real with those kind of things.
It almost goes without saying at this point, but things aren't going well for the Chiefs from a defensive standpoint. Through five games, the defense is allowing the second most yards per game and the most points per game, and thus the Chiefs sit at 2-3 at the bottom of the AFC West, looking up at the Las Vegas Raiders, Denver Broncos, and the Los Angeles Chargers in first place. Now, while the defense is the main culprit for this season's struggles, the answer is not as simple as replacing Daniel Sorensen. The Chiefs are lacking personnel to achieve the quality of defense they expect at every level of it. To make matters worse, there's a question right now surrounding the status of left guard Joe Tooney on the offensive side of the football. Tooney suffered a fractured hand but did play through it on Sunday night. There are scenarios where players can continue to play through a fractured hand, and we should get an update on Tooney's status with today's initial Chiefs Washington injury report.
I think the more the merrier, you know. The more yards you can put on the ground, this is the former running back coach talking now. The more yards you can put on the ground, the more pressure that it applies to the defense. And, you know, it's been good watching these guys do what they do. More importantly, it's been fun watching the O-line, you know, open up those seams up front. And that's the thing that I love. These guys are developing the chemistry together. On top of that, you're seeing the receivers and tight ends getting blocks downfield. And then the only thing that's doing is it's helping Clyde to grow with his confidence, and watching young Darrell Williams come along as well. And so it's good that we're doing this, and we want to continue this, all right? But when it's all said and done, well, we also understand the importance of throwing the football. We got to make sure that we stay efficient and that we're taking care of the ball. That's the most important thing.
With Clyde Edwards-Helaire likely missing the next few weeks, the Chiefs also signed veteran running back Elijah McGuire to their practice squad. McGuire has been with the Chiefs practice squad for at least part of the last three seasons. Also of note at the running back position, a report from ESPN's Jeremy Fowler suggests the Chiefs could be interested in making a trade for Colts running back Marlon Mack, who just requested one a few weeks ago. Mack had over 1,000 yards for the Colts in 2019 before having his 2020 season cut short due to an Achilles injury. Right now, Darrell Williams and Jerick McKinnon are expected to handle the vacancy as a committee, and Mack would be added to that mix in the event of a Chiefs-Colts trade.
I don't think that's a burden. I think that's a plus. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in any different position than that, as are the guys that have been here before. Now you've got an influx of new guys, so they weren't here the last year or two, so they're not We're not speaking the same language there. They're not feeling the same feelings that way. So I think everybody, we just all need to rise our game up and have that same urgency to get things done.
You don't go on the kind of run the Chiefs have been on the last 3 years and get it easy. Now, despite the slow start, the Chiefs are still back-to-back AFC champions, and they are going to continue to get the rest of the league's best shots. Now, it's a long season with plenty of time to adjust and turn things around, but the Chiefs' defense is currently giving up the highest yards per play in NFL history. Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo speaks to the media on Thursday.
Yeah, so Pat's wired like a linebacker. I mean, that's his thinking. He wants to get after every snap. And so he tries to maximize each play. You know, and I think what he's saying is that there's a time and a place for that. Sometimes you can try so hard that you do something that you normally wouldn't do. So, and he realizes that, you know, scoring touchdowns is an important thing right now. So he's going to try to do the best he can to do that. So there's a time and a place where you got to pull back on some of those things and just take what's given and go with it.
One thing I think we can all be confident in is the Chiefs correcting this turnover problem. Patrick Mahomes, he only had 6 interceptions all of last year, and he's already hit that mark through 5 weeks of the 2021 season. It's not all on Mahomes, that we know, as the Chiefs are also currently tied for the league with 5 fumbles in 5 weeks. The 11 total turnovers the Chiefs carry as an offense currently leads the NFL.
Yeah, so when Pat was on his first few years, we saw a lot of man coverage. They challenged us with man, and you know, and then we started getting pretty good at that. But we went through a phase there where, like we are now, where man was we struggled with it a bit. We pounded through that, and then and now we're seeing zone. We're seeing the shell zone. So whether it's too deep or whether it's quarters, palms, which is kind of a mixture of cover 4, the quarters look, and 2. And they're making you kind of work your way down the field. So we're putting these drives together, but we're having hiccups within the drive, or you're having turnovers or penalties. And those things, they kill you. And so it's not that you're not racking up the yards. It's not that you're not moving the ball. You've just got to be more consistent with it and be able to sustain these drives. They're not going to give up the big shot there necessarily.
There is this lingering idea that the NFL has figured out the Chiefs, but as you just heard from Andy Reid, it's nothing they haven't seen before. Kansas City has a lot to correct in the weeks ahead, but we're still on board for the ride and are hopeful they have all the pieces in place to turn it around. This week, they get the 2-3 Washington football team dealing with its own early struggles. More on that as we go this week, right here on the Arrowhead Drive. The version for Wednesday, October 13th is now over. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, the guys from the Great British Chiefs Show take their first look at the Washington football team. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Red Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.